Erichin Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. One of the unique dinim of Erichin, as opposed to giving the value Dmei Ploini to Mikdash, is that Erichin, we called in Perek Aleph, a symbolic value. There's also a din that a person doesn't owe the money Stamazoi. He owes the money if he has the money. If he doesn't have the money, he's only Mechuyiv Kifi HaSogas Yodoi. Kifi HaSogas Yodoi is not just a Shavu Pruta. There's a minimal share. And on that, the Mishnah says, Ein Be'erichin Pochas Misela, V'lo Yeser Al Chamishim Sela. There is no payment to ever be Mekayim the Din Erichin less than a Sela, and there's never more than Chamishim Sela. First, the second part. The never more than Chamishim Sela is because the symbolic value is kefi the age and kefi the gender of a person. We'll go quickly on what it says in the Psukim, and that is that by a Zohar, so there's one category in Ben Chodesh, Ad Ben Chomishonim is Chamish Shkolim, by Nekeva, that's Shloish Shkolim, Mi Ben Chomish Ad Ben Esrim, by a Zohar is Esrim, and by Nekeva is Asora, so the woman is always half, or significantly less, by the Ben Chodesh Ad Ben Chomish, it's 60%, Shloisha to Chamisha. Here it's Asara to Esrim. Interesting how it's a rounded off number. Mi Ben Esrim Ad Ben Shishim is Chamishim Shkolim. For Nekeva, Shloishim Shkolim. Ben Shishim Shon Lamalo is 15. For Zohar, 10. For Nekeva. Rashi and Chumash has a cheshbon that why the differential is 2/3 for Nekeva. Specifically by Zokin, Ben Shishim. Akoponim, in the numbers that we just said, the highest number is Chamishim Shkolim. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says that there's nothing higher in the Sinas Erichin more than 50. The measurement, by the way, that we're dealing with over here when we say 50 is 50 shekel. The Pasuk says, we call Erichin Yeh B'Shekel HaKodesh. Shekel HaKodesh, we described exactly what Shekel HaKodesh and what's the coinage, Medini, Tzuri, we saw at the end of Meseches B'Chayrus, Ayin Shom. But over here, suffice it to say, the value is a 50 shekel. That being said, then even the mashuhu, where the Torah speaks out, if the person is moch, he's weak, I mean, he doesn't have the money to pay the erkecho, kefi, whatever he has the ability to pay, whatever is hazogas yodoy, that's how much the koin shatzes him up, that's harocho, and that's how much he has to pay. But since the values of erichin are given b'shekel, something he has to be mekayim, potub v'loy klumi yafshu, so merely he has to pay a shekel. The Mishnah speaks it out. Ketzad, nosan sela v'hesher. Let's say he's an oni. He pays his sela. Then after that, he's hesher, he wins the lottery, he gets a good job, and he has. Any nice and klum. He's already potter, he's already yotzi dechavosai. Pochos misela v'hesher, since we said that the minimal kiyum of the din erichin is by nesina sela, because v'kol erichin yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh. Therefore, in hesher afterwards, he's mechuyiv, because he doesn't become mechuyiv only kefi, what his financial status was b'shas ha-neder. It has to do with b'shas ha-tashlumim. So he can't pater himself as an osher with a tashlum of a sela. And therefore he wasn't yotzi dechelosi with pachas misela, so he's mechuyiv, therefore noisen chamishim sela. Hoya biyodav chomish sloim. Let's say he has 5. That means hitaka. Can't pay the full amount of the erech of what he's mechuyiv. We have over here machloek stanoim. What's his din? Remeir oimer eni noisen alachas. Remeir holds it's either all or nothing. If you can't be mekayim the full din, the 30, 50, 15, whatever it is, so then there's a din of paying a seller. There's a din of hasogas yad. Hasogas yad is not that you have to pay everything you have, but you're not mekayim to go into debt. Hasogas yad means that if you're not mekayim the full din of erech of that person, kifi hashakotzav tairus, so then there's a din of hasogas yad, you pay achas. V'chom moimrim noisin es kulam. V'chom understand they get exes akosuv. That's a din to pay whatever you can pay. You don't have to go into debt. A person patters himself. It's not the pshat that he just pays what he can pay and he'll pay the rest later. By paying what you're able to pay now, with that he becomes potter. The ptur is only aviv that he paid that amount. Now, L'cha'ira, Achrayim discussed this Chakira, and L'cha'ira, it is the Machlokes Tanoim. It could be Deicha, but the Pashas of Machlokes Tanoim is like this. According to the Chachamim, the person who can't pay full value is Batsim Mechuyiv in the same Erechin. The Tashlum of a Selan up is not a different din. The Torah just says you're not Mechuyiv to go into debt. If you paid what you could pay with that, you potted yourself, and even in Hesher afterwards, you were potter already. Whereas according to a mayor, the din is a din that Aviv Vaidi can't be Mekayim, the din of Erechin. L'chadchila, there's another din that takes this place called Hasagas Yad. Achrenim have a very interesting nafkamina between these two tzadim. What happens if Itaka has 5 sloim? The Erech of the person who he was Mekayim himself to pay for is 10. He has 5. He paid 2 to the Mikdash. L'chayru, what he was doing was, he was paying a down payment on the amount that he's Mechuyiv. So if he's Hesher afterwards, how much does he owe? He paid 2. He didn't pater himself because he didn't pay the full 5. So he's Mechuyiv 8. If the total Erechim was 10, now he's Mechuyiv, he was Hesher. Before he was Mekayim, and he patered himself up, so he's Mechuyiv another 8. There are Achrayim that are quoted in the Shittim Kubetzes and elsewhere that hold that no, the 2 that he paid was Lashov. And now he has to pay a full 10. What would be the pshat that? L'chayru, what this Shittim is holding, the way we explained the Yisoid of Hasogas Yad, according to Remeir, they're holding that way in the Chacham Moso. That means they're holding that even according to the Chacham, whatever you could pay, that's a new din called Hasogas Yad. That's not a payment of Erechin. It's a new din, but Batsim, he didn't pay the Erechin. So Mela, the 2 that he paid towards the 5 that he was going to pay, what was that? That was a down payment towards Hasagas Yad. You weren't Yaitse that din. Now that you became an usher and you mechuyev the full amount, is the money that you paid towards Hasagas Yad, that's nothing. It has nothing to do with the din Erechin. That's a totally separate din. Now you have to pay full 10 for Erechin. That's L'chayr, the way they understand. But again, like we were explaining, L'chayr, that goof is the machlekes between a mayor and the Chacham. Now the Mishnah repeats again the klal that it said before. Ein be'erichin poches misela, v'lo yesach ha-mishim. So why does the Mishnah repeat itself? Because now the Mishnah is going to do something which is derech Rabbi Seinu Balei HaMishnayis, where they use a model of ein poches, ein yoser, or shtayim shein arba, or any of the other types of ways of classifying halachas. And the Mishnayis now, of the next number of Mishnayis, is going to go through a bunch of different areas in Halacha where you have this klal of Ein Pochus ve'en Yeser. Ein Pesach b'toya Pochus mishiva v'lo Yeser al Shavos. You see right away how it's going to happen. There's going to be a bunch of Halachas. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about something totally different, obviously. We're talking over here about a woman who's a Roya Dam, and she lost track of the days of her cheshbon, which we're soon going to map out what those cheshbonis are. And because she lost track, she has to be cheshish in different ways. And the cheshoshes are never going to take us less than 7 and never more than 17. And of course, now let's explain. What we're going to explain now is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, but it's upgelent in the psukim in Parshas Mitzrayim. There's a parasha of Anisha Rei Adam. We're familiar with the term Nida. There's also a term called Zava. The halacha is like this. A Nida sees Dam. The halacha is she's Tmeya Lamigdash Labailo. She's Tmeya Shivas Yomim. She needs Tvila. After 7 days from the original Re'iyah, she needs Tvila and she's Tahira. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina is Keveya. The Psukim really define that there's a different type of Re'iyah's Dam called Ziva. And that Ziva's Dam, both of them, by the way, are the same thing. They're both an Avatoma, and more or less the same thing. Both of them are Chayvi Krisus L'Gavi Tuma, both of them are Tamei Baleim, both of them Habole, Tumei B'Shivas Yomim. There's a fundamental chilik between Nidus and Zivus. Nida is Tomei 7 days, regardless of whether she saw more Re'iyos during those 7 days or not. The Tuma is 7 days. And the Re'is that she sees, Teich, those 7 days, are Damnida and Amitama further. And then she's Teveles, and she's Teira. After 7 days with the dam is damnida, and it's not metame weiter and weiter, it's only metame, and she waits 7 days, she's tahira, with a tefillah, of course. There's 11 days of Yimei Ziva. During those 11 days, the dam is not regular dam nido, it's dam ziva. The dam ziva has in ganzen different halachas, where there, in order to be metayer, so she has to be shemeres. So there, she has to already have yomim nekiim. What we're familiar with of hefsek tara and yomim nekiim is a product of Yimei Ziva. We're choshish, the Gemara says in nido, that every woman who's a roya dam is a zava gedoyla. Zava gedoyla means if she had three re'ias, toich yimei ziva. So then what she has to have is she has to have a hefsek tara with sheva nekiim and then tefillah, and that's our halacha l'maisa of how we treat dam nido, al zava gedoyla. Without going into further details of that, l'maisa, the shalas had a cheshbon, the 7 and 11. The numbers are undisputed. It's the 11 days after the 7 days of Yemei Nida. The pashtus is that there's 7 days, let's say for starters, there's Rosh Chodesh Teves, those 7 days, she's Tahira. From Ches and on, for those 11 days, Ches through Yud Ches, there's Hashem Dam Ziva with the dinim the way we just described. On day 19, on your test, if she would see, that automatically is Dam Nida. That means if she doesn't see for many days, so then she starts a new cycle. And at any point where she's a Raya Dam, she has 7 days of Dam Nida, and then 11 days where any potential Raya will be Riyas Dam of Ziva with the Choymer of Yom Nikim. There is a Das Yochid, which is not accepted by the Rishonim, Rambam, that understands that a woman from her first Riyas Dam, when she's young, is Keveh 7 and 11, and that becomes 7 and 11, 7 and 11, 7 and 11, becomes her fixed Kvius for Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva Lo'olam. Very hard to accept, because there's many interruptions in a woman not having a regular those days. It could be a Moberes, a Menekes, she's a Mesulekes Dam, and what happens later on, she's still on the 7 and 11 clockwork of from when she was a young psula. It's hard to be makabel, but that's the shita. So we'll go now in what we're talking lufi the shita of Rav Rishon. So now to explain the Mishnah, what we're talking about over here is a woman who is a toya and she has a riyas dam, and she forgets. Now the way we explained that the din bisman hazeh is that we're makabel, the Gemara quotes of Hashem Reb Zeru, kiblu alem b'nei Yisrael, because of these type of mistakes, it's hard to keep track. Is it Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, and sometimes the Sveikis, and sometimes did she see, did she not see, is we treat every Re'iyah as Dam, as a Zovah G'doyla, in which case she needs a Hefsek Taira, with Sheva Nekiim, with a Tvila. And we don't do it otherwise. However, we're dealing over here with the Din Deraisa. So a woman can make a mistake, and now she doesn't know if she needs Nekiim or not, or she doesn't know if she brings another. The outcome of the Chomer of a Zova is that a Zova Gedola has to bring a Korban. There's also, she doesn't know which day she's in, so she has to be Choshish. So now let's read the Mishnah. In Pesach Bitoyo Pochas Mishiv, the word Pesach refers to, she doesn't know if this is a Psicha of a new cycle, a new 7 and 11 cycle. Bitoya, because she made at some point a mistake and she didn't know what she was looking at, she didn't know if it was Yemei Ziva, by any Riyas Dam, she's going to have to be Choshesh that it's either Ziva or Nida until it's straightened out. In Pesach, Bitoya, Pochas Mishiva, less than 7 days, and it's never going to be more than 17 days. So if a woman had a Riyas Dam and she doesn't remember what type of Riyas Dam it is, in order for her to get out of Sveikis, is she dealing with Ziva or Nida, and not to mix up the halachas, she's going to have 17 Re'iyah-free days, and with that clear, she starts a new cycle. With those 17 days, that means the first day of the Re'iyah, and then 17 clear days, and then she has the full 7 and 11, which is a grand total of 18. And then 17 days later, when she sees Re'iyah's Dam, that's for sure a new start, a new Machzer, and it's for sure Dam Nida. The other extreme is what happens, let's just say she has a Re'iyah's Dam, and there's a Mayim Pasuch, which is Chazal's term of an ongoing Riyas Dam, which is normally the case by a regular Riyas Dam, a period. So Memela, she had a Riyah which stretched over 13 days. Lefi kol hatzdodim, she's definitely a zava gedola, because she had seven. And then in order to become a zava gedola with a carbon, with a need for seven akim, there's 3 days consecutive of riyas dam need, riyas dam ziva. So there's seven, then there's 8, 9, 10. She can then, by waiting 7 days, let's say then she's ri'iyah free for 7 days, she could clear her clock, because she already had ri'iyah for 10 straight days, she could clear her clock by having 7 free days, and then on day 18, the question is pretty simple. Day 18, her clock will be reset, and she's starting Yemei Ziva. So this is the Mishnah's way of cheshbening out an ein pochus ve'ein yoyse. Now we go on to another area in Halach. Also, Tum of the Torah. Ein b'negoyim pochus mishavua echad b'layosim al shloish shavuos. The different types of negoyim that are in Parshas Tazria Mitzayra. There's a ri'io where we know that the koyin has to see the nega. The koyin could pronounce it tome, and then the person, let's say, has to go b'chutz lamachna, and he has to be in the skaper, the nega has to disappear, he has to bring a seder tahara of kapora outside the machna, then come into the machna and go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbonis. Nigei batim also have that the bais will have to be chopped up. Nigei begodim, the begodim will have to be burnt. There's a lesser amount of time for the process to play itself out and a more amount of time. Sometimes a nega, a person with a nega, a house, clothing, is not huchlat. Huchlat is the Lashon Batayra. That's decided with finality that this is a nega metame. That's sometimes in limbo. There's what's called a mitzayra muzgar. That means there's certain simone tuma. Let's say if he has a white baharis that looks like a nega. Yeah, we're not going to go into all the problem of negoim. We're not learning mesachs negoim. But let's say it's a white baharis. The only way to see if it's a nega, which will be fully tame, is only to see, come back the next week, the Kohen, and I'll have to see a week later if it's spread. That's a simon of tumah, and then it becomes a tzayra muchlektes. Or there's a sar, lovon, in the beheres, that will also be metame. There are certain types of negoim over there in Parshas Tazria that are metame right away. If the bal hanega, the metzayra, is put into limbo, Mitzayru Muzgeris, so he doesn't go out from the Machna, but he's Mitame. So he has certain dinim, but he doesn't have all the dinim, he doesn't have to go through the Seder. Hatahara, he's Tomei. But it's a Tomei in limbo. The same thing is true Legabi the house and Legabi the begodim. So the Mishnah says, since we measure all the dinim over there, we measure in weeks, Ein binagoyim pochus mishua echad, the Rav says, Lihisoger, this definitely needs a week, because there are Nige Odom that only take a week to be mevarer whether they're tomei or tohor. V'lo yoysel shloisha shavuos, no type of negoim, nigei batim, take the most time. What he does is, the first week, he comes back the second week, if it looks the same, the second week he cuts off some of the avonim, the area around the nega, and he cements over. If the nega comes back, then it's a tzaras mameres, and then he chops down the whole house. So that process will take 3 weeks. That's the Ein Pochus and Ein Yoyser over here.